All right, welcome in to The Drive. We appreciate our guy, Sean Merriman, for joining us earlier in the show. If you missed that, he came on with us at 2:45. Coming up here an hour from now, Rockets report, the first one of the year, Brandon Scott. He will join us as the Red Hot Rockets. We'll get his thoughts on that. Him and Adam Spolane do the H-Town Hoops podcast. You can find on Odyssey or wherever you find your podcast and listen to that. They'll join us, or he'll join us, coming up an hour from now. Wanted to pass across the latest here, Clint, as we kicked off the show talking about where this OC search is going for the Texans. Here's the latest. Texans to interview senior offensive assistant Bill Lazor for the offensive coordinator job Thursday, according to Aaron Wilson. Lazor, previously offensive coordinator for the Dolphins, Bengals, and Bears, coaching Ryan Tannehill, Andy Dalton, Justin Fields, and Mitchell Trubisky. So that is the latest. All right, now they got somebody with some experience that's been in the building, Bill Lazor. Your thoughts on Bill Lazor?
Well, look, another one that makes more sense than what they've been doing. I mean, it having somebody in-house that knows everything, the chemistry stays the same, the familiarity with everybody stays the same. So it makes sense why you would at least interview those that feel qualified, feel they are qualified to interview for a head coach job. Now, I say all that to say, I mean, unless Bobby Slowick was just like, hey, I ain't talking to nobody. I ain't taking recommendations from nobody. This is all my stuff, and I'm just going to stick to my guns no matter what. I got a question, Bill Lazor. Bill Lazor was more of a consultant with an offense from an old school offensive coordinator perspective. If Bill Lazor was in the building and we weren't able to fix our protection problems, and I'm not talking about the techniques and the mechanics, I'm just talking about the communication, IDing, and hey, what's the best way to go about this? I've got questions about Bill Lazor. Again, we go back to the same old stuff, the tight end stuff, the level of softness there, and the inability to block edge rushers there, and the staff just accepting the level of softness that we saw all the time from Schultz, but throughout the year for a couple of different guys. Wide receivers, the lack of detail in what they were doing. I don't know how you look at somebody that's in that building that's longer in the tooth and has a bigger voice and literally is in the building as a sounding board consultant type, and not go, well, damn, if this guy makes it better, how did he not make it better throughout the year? So yeah. I do like it more. This is more, I think, in line with what we thought we would see in-house guys. But still, it doesn't really turn me on much, to be honest with you.
Ready for this one, Tyler?
I don't know. I hope so.
On January 29th, 2013, Lazor accepted a coaching position with the Philadelphia Eagles as their quarterback coach, coaching alongside Chip Kelly.
There you go.
Looks familiar like with Chip. I might be onto something.
I will say that it seems like most of these guys, a lot of these guys, have some sort of connection with Chip. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I mean, look, that I don't know what it means or doesn't mean. If you're sold on Chip Kelly, it'd make a lot of sense to get Chip Kelly in the building and let him sit on these interviews and talk to these guys that he's linked to, instead of you doing it before he gets here. But stranger things have happened. Like I said before, I can get down with Chip Kelly.
Chip Kelly gets an interview, right?
I would hope so.
Like, I mean, we got a lot of smoke here happening, right? We've heard it was a name that jumped out surely before Thad Lewis or some of these other names. Sorry, Thad.
I heard Payne and Pendergast this morning bring up a good point, and I could see the logic in it. Just knowing right now how close of a relationship to some degree D'Amico and Chip Kelly have from their past working together, I mean, it's very possible that those two guys, I mean, they don't have to announce some formal interview or something. They could have, you know, more of a conversation between them two, like without having all the lights and sounds going off for old man Chip Kelly, a return to the NFL. Oh God. So that very well could be happening, but he's gotta have a conversation.
Right. I would think. I mean, it's just you're hearing his name so much, right? And when they're talking about it on the AFC Championship game, and the only name they mentioned in terms of the search is Chip Kelly, makes sense. They're interviewing a bunch of guys that have ties with Chip Kelly, and also we know the really big tie is D'Amico played for him. So D'Amico is obviously very familiar with Chip Kelly, so who knows? It's a wonder. But this is the first one who has actual NFL experience in terms of calling plays. He's been a coordinator and a play caller, three different stops, multiple offenses, right? I would say like, oh, the offense would stay the same, but he's been under Chip Kelly, obviously. He was with Matt Nagy, which is like the Andy Reid Chiefs offense. He was with Zach Taylor in Cincy, which is, so he's been under several styles of offenses. So we'll see. That's the latest. Bill Lazor has been a senior assistant with the Texans. Is the latest to get an interview. He'll get an interview tomorrow for the vacant OC job with the Texans. All right, Clint, as we continue to roll through, this along with the OC job,